I'm Danette May, and today on Manifestival, I am talking with hormone doctor Michelle Sands. And on this episode, I may or may not have declared that I will be drinking my own urine, but we talk about hormones and perimenopause, hormones in menopause, what to be looking for, things that you're not hearing from your doctor. Let's get started. Welcome to Manifestival, where you'll receive profound breakthroughs, courage to break old patterns, and live into your soul's purpose. Each week, I will bring you epic guests, live coaching, and manifestation tools to remind you of your power. You have the ability to achieve extraordinary things, and the time to start is now. I'm so excited to welcome Dr. Michelle Sands to the show. She is the number one international best-selling author and a licensed naturopathic physician with a specialization in women's hormone health. As a highly sought-after expert in female hormones and anti-aging, she is dedicated to helping women achieve limitless health at any age. Dr. Michelle co-founded Glow Natural Wellness, where she focuses on providing solutions for women struggling with chronic conditions and hormone-related issues. This was a really fascinating episode. I actually learned a lot. Someone who's really dedicated to nutrition and fitness and natural ways of living that you're just not hearing from media, from doctors, even, you know, the pharmaceutical industry. She was a breath of fresh air and really gives high-level solutions on how we can navigate our health, our wellness, and age beautifully and gracefully. I can't wait to welcome Michelle.
So you guys, I wanted to record this, and I'm recording this after I actually sat down with Michelle in Austin live and in person. Before I was going to release this episode where she's talking about hormones and sharing about her company and how you can actually order a hormone test and test for yourself, I wanted to try it out on myself. I don't really like to really prescribe anything or recommend anything to you as my listeners. You guys feel like family. So I had to do it myself. And to take this test, you have to kind of schedule it around your menstrual cycle. So I ended up, I had surgery, so I had to wait a bit. And then I took the test, and it was a really comprehensive, beautiful, easy test. Like, they ship it to you in the mail. It has step-by-step instructions. I only had to use my saliva. I didn't have to extract any blood, which I really personally liked. And then they have a return label already set for you. So you just put it in the mail, and then they reach out to you and set you up with a consultation to really go over these test results. Plus, they emailed me my test results, and I was actually shocked. I was surprised at my hormone levels. I was surprised at my stress levels, but it was also information so that I can empower myself to regulate my hormones. I do know that regulating our hormones can really help with these claims around anxiety or depression or, you know, these things that we're feeling in our bodies and we're not sure why. Usually it's due to our hormones and also our lifestyle, but our hormones can play into it. So I was grateful to do this test and am going to dive in deeper to get on some hormone replacement therapy in the most natural way. That's what I also love about her, is that it's in a more natural way. I don't want to take anything too synthetic. I want it to be as natural as possible. I want to work on cleaning up my diet even more, that's in alignment with balancing my hormones, because I eat a lot of great healing foods. That's my profession and my trade, but maybe I need to tweak a little bit for my hormone levels. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'll probably report back with you guys in 4 months, because we like to test for about 4 months, trying these little hormone replacement therapies, plus changing and tweaking a little bit of my diet. I'm going to be adding a lot more protein in. I'm going to be adding in a lot of protein that has B vitamins into my diet. I'm going to share even more about this on the podcast coming up, about what I'm doing in 2024 to really up my health. So be looking forward to that episode. And don't forget, like, if you want to look forward to these episodes, or you're like, I want to like learn all these things that Danette's talking about, because I have so many amazing guests, so many things happening on the Manifestival podcast, make sure you go up in the upper right hand corner right now while you're listening. Just take a minute. You're not going to get disconnected. Go to the upper right hand corner and you'll see these little like lines wherever you're listening on your phone, and click the follow button, because when you do that, it will notify you when the next episode drops. So you're not missing episodes. And then you can also download episodes so that if you're on a plane or you're out in nature walking and you don't have Wi-Fi or whatnot, you can just listen to episodes, which is one of my favorite ways to listen to information that's inspiring me. Is I like to go out for a walk. I get my steps in, and then I also get education and inspiration. So I'd love to be with you on your walk. So go ahead and click that follow button right now. If you love this episode, at the end, I'll put everything in the show notes. If you're wanting to try this out, I think she's giving 50% off to all the listeners. So if that's something that you want to do and dive into, I think it's a great opportunity. So sending you guys love, let's dive into this episode now. Have you ever taken time to read the back of an ibuprofen bottle? It's pretty mind-blowing that anyone still takes that stuff. It says right there on the bottle that the risks of it include heart disease, blood clots, strokes, and kidney failure. I'd rather find a safer way, more natural way to ease my body. Besides that, ibuprofen is only masking the pain and it's downright dangerous, especially for older adults. Since the root of most pain is caused by inflammation, I'd much rather turn to a super nutrient like omega-3 fatty acids that do more than just ease inflammation. They help prevent it altogether. So there is something that actually does this. It's high quality krill oil. It is not farm-raised, which is good. I wouldn't settle for anything else than wild-caught krill for my omega-3s as I would the fish that I actually ingest. So Native Pass omega-3s are sourced from some of the deepest, chilliest waters of the Antarctic Ocean, making them free of heavy metals like mercury, unlike regular fish oil. And Native Pass krill oil contains astaxanthin, one of the most powerful antioxidants found in nature. I don't know if you knew this, but astaxanthin is 550 times stronger than vitamin E, 800 times more powerful than CoQ10, and 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. Pretty cool. Native Pass krill oil is formulated to be the most bioavailable, which means it's more quickly and easily absorbed in the body and goes right to work, so you'll get all the benefits and results quickly. Right now, Native Path is giving you, my listener, a crazy good deal, as low as $19 a bottle. So go check out this special offer at getnativepath.com/Danette. I'm going to actually spell this out for you, but the best part is, aside from helping keep inflammation at bay, omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, swelling, and joint pain. It can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, Tylenol, and it doesn't have the dangerous side effects either. So for a limited time, Native Pass and Arctic Krill Oil is giving it to you, the listener here on this show, as low as $19 a bottle. So you're going to go to getnativepath.com/Danette. So let me spell that. Get Native, G-E-T, Native, N-A-T-I-V-E, Path, PATH.com/Danette. D-A-N-E-T-T-E, to get your special offer for being a Manifestable listener. This is while supplies last. So if you feel swollen or you have achy joints and you just want to feel better right away, go ahead and get yourself some Native krill oil. How cool is that? Love you guys. Okay, guys, I'm so excited to have Michelle here because I think a lot of listeners actually are intending. You can use the word manifest. We can use the word intend. We can use I desire. They're desiring to feel good in their skin, perimenopause to menopause, all the way, right? They want to feel good. And this is something that you've been studying, that you have a lot of wisdom around. And so I would love to just kind of dive in around this. Well, before we do, what made you get into studying this and sharing this so openly and helping so many women?
That is a great question. Like most people in medicine, a lot of them have their own story, whether it be their own lives experience or a loved one. And personally, I was always kind of a sick kid growing up. I grew up in a family that had no idea what it meant to eat healthy, what it meant to exercise. My mom thought if we ate a lot of food, it meant we were eating good.
Oh,
and we were an Italian family in New York. So it was like 7 types of gluten at every meal, pizza, pasta, pastries, like all that. So I was a little bit chubby. in school. And by age 12, I decided like, hey, I want to do something different. And my art teacher was also the track coach. And she said, hey, Michelle, why don't you run track? And I'm like, I've never run before. And so I went out and I tried out for the track team, and I didn't even have running shoes. I just had those little Campisio white sneakers that we used to have back in the 90s. And so I did. I went out and I couldn't really run, but she's like, she knew that I just wanted to better myself in some way. And she was very different than my family. So my mom was kind of a pessimist. You know, everything was not so great. She was never really that happy. And everyone had like aches and pains and would complain about pretty much everything in my family. And then my track coach, she was like a beacon of sunshine. She was kind of hippy dippy. She had a garden and she would always like be positive. So to me, I was like, wow, people could be positive. I want to be more like her. And so she would actually bring me fruits and vegetables from her garden. And I would trade those out for the Hostess snack cakes and the chips that my mom would pack in my lunch.
Wow.
And so it's like my first step into like seeing that, wow, something I ate can actually make me feel better because I had tons of digestive problems. And so anyway, I started running track and I got closer to my track coach, and she would always tell me, Michelle, your body can do anything you want it to do. All you need to do is train it, feed it, and believe in it. And I kind of
train it, feed it, and believe in it.
Yes.
Wow. I like that.
I took that with me like my entire life. And I actually say that to some of my clients now just to kind of empower them that like you do have control. So anyway, I ended up getting a track scholarship to college. So this was junior high, started running track. I was the first person in my family to go to any kind of college, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, doctorate, anything. And so that was like my way out. I saw like, wow, this track coach not only inspired me to eat healthier and to like start moving my body, but she also gave me a way out of my family history of just kind of like going with the flow. And so sophomore year in college, I was on the track team and I was at track practice one day, normal track practice, and I passed out on the track. I had to be taken to the ER, and it was dehydration. It was a lot of things, but what I wasn't telling people was I was basically self-medicating myself to the nth degree. I had something in my dorm room. It was basically like a pharmacy in my dorm room. I had stuff to help me go to the bathroom, stuff to help me stop going to the bathroom, stuff to help me sleep, stuff to wake me up. I was taking 12 ibuprofens every morning.
12?
Just so that I can deal with my joint pain and go to track practice. We had track practice in the morning before class, and then we had it again at 3 p.m.
And you're training hard when you're in college.
Yes, yes. But I had so much joint pain. I had so much digestive issues. I would not eat until after 4 p.m. every day, not because I was intermittent fasting, but because if I would run track after I had a meal, I would actually poop my pants.
Oh.
And it was that bad. So after this pass out on the track, I was in the ER and I just broke down. I was telling the nurses like everything. I was telling them about my pooping problems. I was telling them about my joint pain. I also told them that I hadn't had my period in like 18 months. And they're like, okay, well, we need to check you out. So they're like, well, you're okay. They basically said, there's nothing wrong with you. You're dehydrated. They sent me home, but they're like, we recommend that you go get checked out at like another doctor. So I went to a doctor. They ran a ton of tests, a ton of blood. And I hate getting my blood drawn. So I was like, oh my God. Came back that they said everything was normal except my hormones were low, but not to worry about it. And I ended up still not having my period for another year. And the joint pain continued and the digestive issues continued. And so I remembered like, well, if I eat better, I usually feel better. And so I went back to eating more fruits and vegetables. I actually hired a nutritionist. This was when I was in college. I didn't have any money at all.
Right. That's
and
right.
So
that's
my money that I was making bartending, I was actually paying to a nutritionist to help me. And that actually did help quite a bit, but there was more. And so I ended up seeing some other doctors that pointed out that my thyroid was really low and my hormones were still really jacked up because I wasn't getting my period, but I was getting cramps and I was getting really bad pains.
Ugh.
And finally, I was diagnosed with primary ovarian failure. So I was basically told that I would never have children, that I was basically in menopause at the age of 20. So I could not drink.
What?
I could not drink, but I was in menopause. I had the belly fat. I had hot flashes. I had the aches and pains. I was losing my hair, all the things.
Oh my goodness.
And guess what I was given?
What?
Birth control pills and antidepressants. That was the
answer.
That was the answer.
Oh my gosh. Okay. For those who are listening, you probably don't recognize, but that is just a mask of something really deep going on. Like that, I feel like that's kind of an answer for a lot.
It is.
They're like, here, your hormones aren't regular, take birth control. And it's like, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in conventional medicine here in the United States, there's not a lot of understanding about the female cycle. There's zero understanding about menopause. And so the answer, I mean, the doctors, like, they can't possibly know everything. So basically, when you go see a doctor in conventional medicine, you tell them your symptoms and they type it in, and then the medication comes up that they're supposed to give you. And it's always birth control pills. And for women problems, if they can't explain it, it's always antidepressants.
Yeah.
Because yes, we are depressed because we're in pain and we can't sleep and we're gaining weight and all that stuff is very depressing, but that's not the reason why we're depressed. So long story short, many, many years, 10 years of believing that I would never have kids, believing that there was something innately wrong with me. I felt less feminine. This is a time when all my friends were trying not to get pregnant. And I was just wondering, like, why can't I get pregnant? What is wrong with me?
You were like in your 30s by this time, right?
Yeah, but when I got the diagnosis, honestly, I didn't tell my mom. I didn't tell my friends because I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed that, like, there is something not woman about me.
Yeah.
And I felt like it took my femininity away and it took away like who I thought I was. And I always had that, you know, dream when you're a little girl, you dream that you're going to get married and have kids and that little life is going to be, and that was just like swiped from me. And every year at Mother's Day, when I'd hear the commercials on the radio about like the connection between the mother and the child and buy your mom a gift, it would actually make me cry. It's still making me cry right now.
It really hit you every time.
Yeah. And so it was one Mother's Day that I decided that I was going to go back to school to become a doctor just to find out what was wrong with me.
Wow.
And so I started in conventional medicine. And I was just like, this is just – all we were learning about was medication. And I was like, this is just not the way. And I came across someone who is a naturopathic physician. I'm like, what is that? Naturopathic, what does that mean? Well, it's using nature as medicine. We still learn. First 2 years is exactly the same as conventional medicine. We still learn all the pharmacology. We still learn all the diagnoses. But we learn how the body works.
Yep.
So we learn why these
symptoms
happen.
And the interconnectedness with the body. Yeah.
Yes. All our systems, we are not symptom-based. We're system-based in natural medicine. So we're actually looking at what is the cause of that problem. So my hormone problem was not a birth control deficiency. It was not an antidepressant deficiency. It was actually a dysfunction of my endocrine system. And turned out I had Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Wow.
Celiac. I grew up in an Italian family in New York.
And had celiac. There you go.
No wonder I had digestive issues, right?
Yeah.
So it was crazy. And so I definitely got rid of all the gluten then. I was doing it kind of – that was why the nutritionist helped a lot, because what she was prescribing to me was a lot of vegetables, a lot of lean proteins, and that I was not eating gluten by default, not because she told me to avoid gluten, but because I was eating so many other healthful foods that I didn't have the room for gluten.
Yeah.
So now I took it completely out, and going to school, I had access to all these tests. So that's how I figured out about the Hashimoto's. I had intestinal parasites. I had heavy metals.
Wow.
So all these things that were preventing my system from working, right? The energetic properties of my system just were not able to communicate. And our hormones are communication molecules. And so that communication was just being stunted. And so one by one, I got rid of the parasites. Then I detoxed the heavy metals. And I supported my body. I was running. Remember, I was a runner. So that was also my meditation. That was also my way of getting all the angst and anxiety out of my system. So I was running miles and miles and miles. I would run for hours. I started doing marathons, ultra marathons, Ironman triathlon. But what was that doing to my hormones? It was crushing my hormones. And so I learned this in naturopathic medicine that, you know, when you beat your body up, it's actually preventing your body from being able to make hormones. Because when we put our body under stress, whether it's psychological stress, whether it's biological stress, or whether it's physical stress.
Right.
So whether it's we're thinking about something horrible, or we have stress from our job, or we're beating our body up with running for hours on end, it actually diverts our body's natural resources away from making our sex hormones to make our stress hormones instead.
Interesting.
So you automatically will make less hormones if you are totally not honoring your body, if you're just beating your body up with excessive cardio. So I switched that. I started doing strength training. I started doing yoga. I still ran a little bit because I like to run, but not for hours, for 20 minutes. I might do a HIIT workout where I run for a minute at a time.
Yeah.
And I was in better shape. You know, my body looked better. my body felt better. And I was able to just digest my food better. And my hormones ended up coming back. I got my period like once. I was like, oh, it's working. And then I didn't get my period for like another 6 months. So I was like, didn't work. And I met my now husband, and I told him, like, you do not want to marry me because you will never be able to have a family. And he's like, don't worry about it. And like within 2 months, I was pregnant. We were in Mexico, and I thought I drank something wrong with the water, you know, because I was starting to feel that morning sickness. Yeah. And so we went and got a blood test, and I was pregnant. And so I'm like, no way. We got 4 more blood tests, and I was still pregnant. So I ended up having my son, who's 8 years old now, at age 40, after believing for half of my adult life that I would never be able to have kids.
And so you basically corrected the system through proper training, proper nutrition, and belief.
Yes, I believe that. But what's really, I actually look at it now as a benefit that I went through that, because I actually had like a unique opportunity to experience menopausal symptoms and how the medical system treats women with menopausal symptoms at a very young age. Mm-hmm. And now in my practice, I work with women in perimenopause and menopause, primarily helping them to overcome their symptoms and helping them to actually have a voice, because so many women go to their doctor and they're just told, well, you know, you're not a spring chicken anymore. And there's nothing you can really do. Just suck it up and wait it out.
What do you suggest for a woman who's in her 40s? That's a 10-year time frame. But what would you say? Because that's primarily perimenopause.
Yeah, actually, it can actually happen as early as your 30s.
Yeah,
so perimenopause can start as early as your 30s. Perimenopause is just, the definition is just the time around menopause. So it's a time leading
up
to menopause.
But it's so broad. That's the thing.
It is.
It's like 10 to 15 years, sometimes 3 years. Like, it's like, what?
Yeah. So average age of menopause is 51. And I like to say about 10 years before that is when most women will start experiencing.
About 10 years prior.
Yeah. So around 40, but the average age of menopause is 51. That means some women are hitting menopause at 44. So 10 years before that is 34.
Whoa.
So for women, as soon as you start feeling off, as soon as you start feeling like a couple of telltale signs is your sleep usually starts to suffer because progesterone is the first hormone that declines. And so progesterone is highly tied to our feeling of calm, our ability to fall asleep. And then, of course, periods will start getting irregular. That's another telltale sign. So as soon as women start feeling that or start feeling a little bit like not themselves, kind of like women have like a really deep-rooted sense of intuition.
Yep.
Women know when something's off, but unfortunately our society like forces us to ignore it or suck it up.
Yeah.
Or like we're like, oh, well, I'll just deal with it. So many of my women I work with feel like they're not dieting well enough, or they're not exercising right, or they're not meditating hard enough because their body's changing.
Yeah.
But it's not their fault. It's their hormones. It's completely 100% natural. Every woman will go through it, but no woman has to suffer because we have the tools, we have resources to help them deal with it. So the first thing that I would have women do when they start to feel a little off is get your hormones tested, because just find out.
And that's true blood work?
You can do it through blood work. You can do it through saliva. You can do it through dry urine.
What's the most accurate?
So I personally, if you're not on any hormones right now and you're just wanting to get your hormones tested and your doctor will run them, you can probably get them paid for by your insurance if you just do it on a regular blood test, like when you go in for your annual.
Creating Cacao Bliss has been such an honor. And I know some of you might be intrigued if you have not tried Cacao Bliss. Is it really that good? Is it really that good for my body? Am I going to love it? Or are my kids going to love it? So I want to make sure that if you want to try it and you know what I'm talking about here and why it became the fastest growing company on Inc. 500, go ahead and get a bag or two. And I'm going to give you 15% off at checkout. So in the show notes, you're just going to click on that link and get a bag or two of Cacao Bliss, and I'm going to give you 15% off your order. All you need to do is put Manifestable at checkout so I can give you 15% off. Use the word Manifestable at checkout, Manifestival, Manifestable at checkout, and you're going to get 15% off. All right, I love you guys, and thanks for tuning into this episode.
That's accurate. However, I really like saliva testing because that measures your levels of free and available hormones that aren't bound up. There's something called sex hormone binding globulin. Yeah. What? So yeah, there's this enzyme in your body and it's there for a reason. It's there to protect you. So in times of stress, your body will bind up primarily your testosterone, but also your estrogen.
Yeah.
So that you're not using it, you don't have too much of it at one time.
Oh, interesting. And
yeah. So women who have a lot of sex hormone binding globulin, it could be from heavy metals, or it could be from stress, or it could be from a variety of other reasons, yeah. Medications, things like that. They will falsely look like their hormones were low because they're bound up.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's pretty interesting. So I really like saliva testing. One, it's super simple to do. You can do it at home.
Totally. And two, you're going to get pretty much a lot of the same accuracy that you would with the blood.
Yes. Even more because it's measuring the free and available hormones.
Interesting. So if I were to do a saliva test with you, you'd be able to be like, okay, this is what's going on with your estrogen. This is what's going on with your testosterone. Really?
Yes. It's really awesome. Amazing. And with saliva, we can test cortisol too, which is really nice.
Cortisol is a big factor.
Exactly. Yeah. So hormones I recommend testing are estradiol, which is our main estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and DHEA. DHEA and testosterone are androgens. Mm-hmm. So our adrenal glands make DHEA and it converts to testosterone. And then our ovaries make testosterone. So women need testosterone just as much as men do. We just have less of it in relation to our, into them, but it's a very important hormone for us. And DHEA converts to testosterone. Uh-huh. So testosterone is not regulated for women in the United States right now. It's not FDA approved. So you can use DHEA topically and it converts to testosterone at an awesome level.
Okay. So let's say someone comes in, does a saliva test and they're like, well, tell me if I'm right. A lot of times in perimenopause, does estrogen rise a little bit?
Yeah. So it can be erratic. So
what if it's like, okay, you're like, okay, they're a little bit off. They're nothing alarming. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend typically? I mean, I know that's such a broad question, but it's like, let's say they're healthy. Let's say they exercise. Let's say they eat primarily very well, but that's the time of the season they're going through. Mm-hmm. What do you typically recommend for someone like that?
Yeah. So we'll look at their symptoms because testing is great. I am a big fan of testing. Like data is so important, but we cannot treat test results. We have to treat the woman. So we're going to look at their symptoms.
What if they don't really have any symptoms? They're just wanting to...
There's like 100 different symptoms of hormone decline. You know, everything from ringing in the ears to hear loss to skin dryness.
Ringing in the ears is a sign?
Yeah. There's an estrogen receptor.
You know
receptors.
What all the women say when they're 40 plus with ringing in the ears? That they're getting more spiritual.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Women do
they're
get
like,
more.
Oh, spirit's been coming in. My ears are ringing. But you're saying it's this.
It's both, man.
I did not know
this.
As
women get older, they do get wiser. And we do get more spiritual, but there's estrogen receptors in your cochlea, in your ears. So
this is fascinating. That's fascinating, actually. Yeah. Okay.
I actually have a guide I can give to your audience that is 99 symptoms, one root cause. And it basically talks about all the symptoms of menopause.
Okay. We'll put it in the show notes. Can we do that?
Yes, definitely. Okay, cool. Definitely. It's really eye-opening.
Make note of that. Show notes.
It's really eye-opening.
Awesome. Okay. So you would... because I'm hearing on other podcasts about this hormone replacement therapy.
Yeah.
Is that synthetic stuff that they're talking
There's
about?
Both.
I don't know a lot about this. So I'm just generally
awesome. Asking. Yeah. So hormone replacement therapy, first of all, it's magic. Every woman should have access to it. I'm not saying every woman should do it, but it's her choice.
Is there any cons to doing hormone replacement therapy?
It depends on what you're doing. So you asked about synthetic. So there are synthetic hormones. There's something called Premarin, which is made from the urine of pregnant horses.
Oh, really?
Yes. There's 30 different types of estrogen in that. None of which are human estrogen.
Yeah.
And that was what they used like back before like 2000, around like years 2002. So there's a very, very popular, very, very well-known study called the Women's Health Initiative. Mm-hmm. And this was done on looking at synthetic hormones were used, but it was looking at the benefits and the risks of hormone replacement therapy. And the results of that study showed that hormone replacement therapy, the headlines all said, hormone replacement therapy causes cancer. Hormone replacement therapy causes heart disease.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
And what happened then? Like all the women were yanked off their hormone replacement therapy. So all these women are now getting their symptoms back and they feel horrible. The problem is that study was done on synthetic medroxyprogesterone acetate, which is a fake form of progesterone. So it's a progestin, and Premarin, which is pregnant mare's urine, which is horse urine, not women urine, not identical to what our bodies are. So there's 30 different types of estrogen, none of which are like the estrogen that we use.
Oh.
And it was oral. So there were oral hormones. So there are a lot of problems with oral estrogens. There's problems with horse estrogens. We are not horses. We don't have tails, right? We have beautiful manes, but that's okay.
So what would you take? What kind of hormone replacement?
So there's something called bioidentical hormones, or some people call them body identical hormones. Uh-huh. They're biologically identical to the hormones that we make in their chemical structure. So your body does not know the difference between.
Is this an oral or is this a topical?
They're actually available orally, transdermally through a cream or a gel. They're available on a patch. There's so many different injections.
And do you need a prescription for these?
Generally, you do, yes. So hormones are regulated, so they generally need a prescription. There are bioidentical progesterones that are available without prescription. Mm-hmm. And then our company, we make our own hormones because the problem with, you'll hear, if you look into bioidentical hormones, a lot of people will say they're not safe. Because there's something called compounding pharmacies. And compounding pharmacies, I think they're great. We've been using them in naturopathic medicine for a while. But instead of having a pill that's made by a manufacturer that's sent to the pharmacy, they're actually making up your own personal mixture right there for you. So if you're going to do a gel or a cream, they're actually taking the estrogen, mixing it in with the progesterone, mixing it in with the testosterone or whatever it is that you're prescribed for you. So that cannot be regulated by the FDA, each and every mixture.
Right.
And so there's a little bit of controversy over compounding, but there are also bioidentical hormones that are made by major pharmaceutical companies that are available through prescription. And then at Glow Natural Wellness, we actually manufacture our own topical hormone creams and sublinguals that we can control what's in them, because that's the other problem with the
compounding. And it works for a lot of women.
Yes, because we customize a dose to every woman, so it's unique and individual to each woman.
After the saliva test.
Yeah, after saliva test, we also do blood spot testing or urine testing as well. But with compounding pharmacies, the other issue is that the ingredients that they put in with the hormones are not always the same. So you might go one time to get your patch or to get your gel or your cream, and it's one recipe. And then when you go to refill it, it's a different inactive ingredient. Mm. And sometimes it's the ingredient that helps the hormone get into the skin that changes. And sometimes women they're like, my hormones aren't working now. Like, what happened? They were working great. And now they're not working because the new formula is different. So I saw that problem. And so I worked for like 4 years to get our own formulations made that are consistent and clean, and there's no EDTA or
can
like
I come to you and do this?
Yes,
testing?
Definitely. We'd love to test your hormones.
I want to do that.
Yeah,
like, I think
sure.
I should.
I think you should. I think
before this even drops, because yes, then I'm like, then
that
I can
is exactly right. I've been telling women that the best time to test your hormones is actually when you feel good.
Okay.
Because that's your baseline of your optimal hormones.
Let's do it.
I mean, of course, everyone listening, I didn't test my hormones when I felt good either. Like, it's hindsight, right? But so the next best time to test your hormones is like when you start feeling bad, right?
Right. But just do it just to test and just to
check
and see where.
Yeah, because then you'll have your baseline. Because there's no, I always get asked like, what's the right level of estrogen? Like, what is my goal for my estrogen? What is the goal for progesterone? There is no actual goal. There's a range, like a healthy range, but you might feel better at the top of the range and I might feel best at the bottom of the range. And that's just my own genetics, my own, how my body chemistry works, how fast I metabolize hormones. And so every woman really is unique. And that is another problem I see in conventional medicine, if they actually do prescribe hormones, because most women will go to their doctor and they'll tell them all their issues that are hormone related. And unfortunately, standard of care is first to give antidepressants, then to give like pain medication, like gabapentin, which comes with all types of issues. And then birth control pills. These women who are 55 years old are on birth control pills because it's a hormone. And they're like,
oh my God.
Hormone problems. You get birth control pills, right? So it's really sad. But so a lot of women get sent home with no help. A lot of women get sent home with like the antidepressant when they're not depressed. They just have a hormone imbalance or, you know, bone loss medications that are making their bones weaker.
Yeah.
Because estrogen loss is the primary reason for osteoporosis, primary reason for Alzheimer's. It can mess with so many things. Heart disease, your cholesterol goes up when your estrogen drops.
So interesting.
It's crazy. So many things.
I think this is really empowering. And it's because I've been now talking with a lot of friends that are dealing with a lot of female issues. Obviously, a lot of the listeners right now are either perimenopause or menopause. And I think they never were really given these alternative ways of thinking. And it reminds me a lot because I haven't actually gone down the rabbit hole of studying this stuff. You have, which is so fun to have you on. But I go down the rabbit hole of nutrition and I'm like, oh my gosh, we're fed such a load of lies when it comes to nutrition. And our minds and how powerful they are. And so I just love when I can talk with somebody who really has studied this other way that we're not being taught in the medical system typically.
Yes.
And it's important. This is important information to get out for women because obviously these emotions are also very important for you to be feeling. You don't need to shove them down all the time with an anti. And I'm not saying I want to be careful because I'm not saying they're bad and but you're not either.
If you actually do need
them. Yes, but let's try these other things because your emotions are powerful and they're telling you something. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that this is a time and a season when we get to be presented with these emotions so that we can heal past traumas and we can feel the anger, we can feel the rage, we can feel the hurt, we can feel the sadness so that we can evolve into who we're becoming. So I really love this. I'm definitely going to take the test. I'm going to ask you something and you're going to be like, what is she talking about? You just talked about this whole horse urine. Have you gone down the rabbit hole of studying drinking your own urine?
Oh my goodness. I have, but I'm not. I do a lot of things for my health and I'm willing to like suck it up.
We're looking at doing this. Okay. Everybody listening to me like, Danette's going to drink her urine. Yes, I may. And I might let you all know.
I think if I was stranded on a desert island and I was dehydrated, I might do that. But for now, I'll stick with like my cacao and my green juice.
Okay. You're like, I think I'm getting all the nutrients from that. I'll let you guys all know if I do it, but I've been going down the rabbit hole.
I just feel like we actually, a lot of our impurities come out through our urine.
They do.
Right? Yeah. So I wouldn't want to put that back in because our detox mechanisms are our sweat, our urine, our stool, and our breath.
Yeah.
Right? So I wouldn't want to put that back in my body. That's my thoughts. As a naturopathic physician, like we're trying to get you to excrete. And we do testing in urine and we see all the heavy metals in the urine. Yeah. So I probably wouldn't do it.
You're like cacao.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Everyone drink cacao. You're probably a big, can I ask you, are you a big proponent of the cacao that I
do? Oh, yes.
It does help with hormones.
It helps with hormones. It helps with energy. It helps with just feeling grounded without grabbing like a high caffeine energy drink or something that's unnatural. Mm-hmm. So I see that a lot. Like we need something. And also for the cravings, like that chocolate flavor. Oh my God.
Yeah. So good.
Totally awesome. Yes.
Awesome. I love that. Well, thank you so much for all this information and for taking the time to be here. You guys, I'm going to link everything below in the show notes. I'm going to even, by the time you're probably listening to this, I'm going to talk about my own personal experience with doing her test and seeing and trying this out, seeing where I'm at. I have no idea where I'm at while I'm recording this. So, but we'll put everything below and send you guys all our love. Thank you so much for being on here, Michelle.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure. All right.
I can't wait to dive into my greater health, and I hope this is very beneficial for you as well. I love that you guys are following the Manifestable podcast. It means the world to me. I love doing this with you. I love being in your ears on your walk, in your drive, while you're cleaning the house, getting ready in the morning. It's such an honor. So thank you so much for taking a minute and in the upper right-hand corner, clicking that follow button as well as maybe rate and review this podcast. That's how we actually get moved up in the ranks in the podcast world. So if you don't mind doing that, and then share it out for your girlfriend who actually needs this conversation around perimenopause or menopause. Like, this is important information because we are not being told the truth by our doctors. And frankly, I don't think they actually have really, we haven't really fully discovered this type of information. And so I'm really appreciative for people that are diving in behind the scenes to this type of research. Are you ready to transform your life in just 30 days? I'm literally telling you that in 30 days, your body can look and feel radically different. And this isn't without restriction. This is not without grueling workouts and getting injured and not eating things that you love. I have something really incredible to share with you, and it's called my 30-day New You Challenge. Over 1 million people worldwide have done this challenge and seen results, all different ages, all different demographics, and you're next. This is the ultimate journey to a healthier, happier you. The results are incredible because what I do is I give you a bunch of different recipes that you can eat for breakfast, lunch, snacks, lunch. You're going to be eating up to 6 times a day if you would like. This means that your metabolism is going to get turned on and you're not going to be hungry. I even do swap lists on there in case there's foods or recipes you don't like so that you're only eating foods you like. This is all delivered to you in an easy email. I give you every week, new workouts, every week, new recipes, and every week, new meditations. Now, these meditations you can do walking, standing, laying down, but they're going to rewire your subconscious mind so that your body believes it's possible for you to release stubborn body fat. This is going to be incredible. All of the workouts are beginner, intermediate, or advanced. So it doesn't matter what level you're in. It doesn't even matter if you haven't been working out. You just desire to feel better in your skin. You desire to be your healthiest. And this is the challenge for you. All you need to do to sign up right now, go ahead and open your computer. You need to go to challenge.manifestival.com. So write in challenge.manifestival.com. to get signed up and start your transformation today. It is literally a fraction of the cost because I want everyone to feel better, to understand the power of nutrition, the power of movement, the power of their minds, and how to do this in as little as 30 days. You can also click in the show notes, challenge.manifestival.com. You can click the link in the show notes or just go right now to challenge.manifestival.com, and I'll see you inside the 30-day New You Challenge.